Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. This is a special mini-episode preview for the 2015 Palm Springs International Short Fest and Film Market. Thankfully, Talking Pictures has been credentialed as media to cover the festival, and we will be there on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 19th, 20th, 21st, to enjoy and experience and hopefully capture meet some great filmmakers, get you guys some interviews, some film reviews. The Shorts Fest, of course, is part of is a breakoff of the main festival that happens in January. The festival is so big that they have to break it into two festivals. The main one, January 1st to the 11th. This thing includes, of course, screenings, cast and crew Q&As, after parties, a film market where short films can find distribution or directors can, you know, get a deal with a company. We have screenings in legendary theaters. Of course, this being year-round, it is like, however you want to say it, Cannes Film Festival, I believe, for America. This is a very prestigious event, not to talk ourselves up in no way or form, but just to give thanks to being able to be there. Some of the special news, the lineup has been announced as of yesterday. There is also our friend and associate, and she was a podcast guest, so you can go in the archives and look for Talking Pictures with Anna Musso. She did a podcast for us. I think she was our fourth or fifth episode, and we spoke to her back in January, a few days before the premiere of her film, Run Fast, which premiered at the Santa Barbara International Film Festival. And it stars, I'll go to the IMDb page so I can be specific information here. I apologize for that. The computer blipped. Robert Forster, of course, from Jackie Brown. And one of the best things that Anna does is she does not overuse or rely on him. The Run Fast is the story of Vivian, a young Kenyan runner who travels to Los Angeles to compete in her first American marathon. Her sponsor, Peter, is thrilled to identify the true promise in his awaiting Vivian back in Kenya. By being together, they see their future together, and it's and it imperils by the realities of awaiting Vivian back in Kenya. Now, again, we apologize. There was the internet acted up on IMDb. So we appreciate that we were able to see an early screener of this film. And Anna was kind enough to share that with us. And this is a great film. Right now, it's awaiting your vote. So if you've seen it at either Santa Barbara International Film Festival, Aspen Short Fest, the USA Film Festival in Dallas, which opened with Ernie Hudson's new film, Anna actually won a special jury prize there, her team and the film. And this is going to be a big screening for them. Anna's last film, L Train, which she talks a lot about and we go into on the podcast. So I want you to check it out. But I wanted to, for the first time here, review Run Fast, which is a 23-minute short drama that you'll be able to see on the 29th. Go to www.psfilmfest.org to find the exact where it's showing on the Friday the 19th. I believe it was at 2:30. I'm leaving that information out because I want you to check out Run Fast, and I want you to take the time to go to the Palm Springs International Short Fest website and check out what's going on. Run Fast, for me, is the highlight because it's a friend and associate gets to be a part of this as a filmmaker. Run Fast, again, 23 minutes. A lot of people sometimes, you're either a fan of short films, like a friend of mine who's a director of a shorts program for a festival, or you're just into features. And really, I find that people sometimes, short films, they feel like, oh, I was just getting into it and it ended, or I wanted to know more about this character. Or some people, you see a short film and you're just so profoundly moved by it that you're just like, God, I'm glad there wasn't another hour and a half tacked onto that. Run Fast, for me, I'm going to give it a solid 8 out of 10. Two thumbs up. Make sure and see it. Whatever, you know, all the traditional things that make people go out to the movies, this is a valuable film. The only thing that I'm going to say is not going to be good for you as an audience is that you're only going to be able to see it in one sitting. And this has been a film that I've been lucky enough to see a few times. So the reason why I mention that is because this is a great, powerful film where you will not be left lost. You will not be left feeling out of it. You will not be wondering what. But there's an extra message to the film, and there's an extra connection and humanity that's drawn, where the characters are able to speak to each other without talking. The story is able to talk to you without using a lot of words, and it's a simple film. The cinematography is beautiful. It's shot in downtown Los Angeles, and this is by no means messing up the story. It was really an eye-opening film to me. I remember when I saw it, I thought, oh, I hope that I can see this again, because I don't want to just be left with what I saw here. And I still encourage you to see it because of that great experience, because there's few films, if you can get too much of a film the first time, or you can get the film the first time, I don't believe it's necessarily a great film. I know a lot of people, they refuse to watch a film the second time. They will not see it. They don't care. I don't care if they loved it the first time. They will not watch it a second time. But for a film to make you think and to make you realize that there was something there past just the, you know, there was more than just the blue when it's blue. Maybe there was some yellow in the blue. I mean, that's real art. And this isn't to be art house or arty or snobby. Anna is the least snobby person you could meet. Very gracious, very kind. And it shows in the film the humanity that she has for both her characters, an actress, and then to be playing with the great Robert Forster. And Anna does not rely on Robert Forster. She does not say, hey, I got Robert Forster. She does not continuously have him in the shots. In fact, in certain points where 9 out of 10 directors would have had more of Robert Forster shown, he's not. So we commend Anna for that. And I always disclaim this. Reviewing a friend's film is always a great pleasure. Being a filmmaker myself, I am never biased. I do not trash a film, but I do not tell my friends what they want to hear, because those same friends have watched my films and told me what they really thought and what worked and what didn't. So it's kind of an unspoken, and again, this isn't to sound snobby, filmmaker code that you respectfully review a film. So Palm Springs International is lucky to have this film. I'm sure it's going to be part of a wonderful program that they have planned. I wanted to come on here to tell you guys to go out, check out this festival. Yeah, it seems way out there if you live in LA, but take some time to get out of the bubble. Go and experience Palm Springs. Maybe a little bit on the hot side, but get out and enjoy some great films and enjoy this film market. Industry people, take the time to get an industry badge. As Talking Pictures, we want to say thank you to the Palm Springs International Short Fest at International Film Market for having us. We look forward to being there. And again, we thank Anna Musso for sharing her film with us so we could have something to review on this preview. As we wrap it up, like always, I say have a great day. Aloha to everyone. This has been a great, just wonderful film festival month. And whatever you're going to do, have a great day, but make sure and watch a good movie tonight. And thank you for your time.